Today is Monday, January 27th. Rose Lee Bodendine, 78, of Loretto Ridge, died January 18th. A funeral mass will be held at noon Tuesday at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Loretto. Burial will be held at Our Lady of the Fields Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the church Tuesday from 10 until 11:45. A rosary will be prayed before Mass at 11:45. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Patrick's Catholic Church, Loretto. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family of Rose Lee Bodendine, 78, of Loretto Ridge. Robert F. Johnson, 70, of Sextonville, died January 19th at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held at 1 o'clock Tuesday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 11 until the time of service at 1. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Robert F. Johnson, 70, of Sextonville. Ellen M. Marty, 85, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly January 14th at the UW Health University Hospital. A funeral mass will be held Wednesday at 11 at Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will be held later this spring at the Lloyd Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Wednesday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Ellen M. Marty, 85, of Richland Center. Lynn Haggerty, 77, of rural Boscobel, died Thursday. A funeral mass will be held at noon Thursday at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be at Union Hill Cemetery in Mount Zion. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Thursday from 9 until the time of service at noon. Lynn Haggerty, 77, of rural Boscobel. Robert E. Buher, 83, of rural Viola, died Sunday at home. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 1:30 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will follow in the Viola Cemetery. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Friday from noon until the time of service at 1:30. Robert E. Buher, 83, of rural Viola. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Marissa Ewing had a daughter, Haven Rose.